it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Tanya from Tacoma is. Tanya, are you there?
I'm here.
Tanya, is there anything special happening today that you want to mention?
Oh, it's my birthday.
What? Happy birthday, Tanya.
It's your birthday? What do you got planned for today other than losing to Steve Migs and beat Migs?
Well, I'm going to go to the Emerald Queen Casino tonight and see this awesome
the Gen X
guy.
Yeah, the Professor Nick Harrison, the Gen X takeover.
Yeah, I am.
Well, now, before we play Beat Migs, I do have something special for you, Tanya.
Oh.
It's your birthday today.
Tanya!
It's your birthday today.
Tanya!
Closest mates.
It's your birthday today.
Tanya!
The birthday girl is ready to party, Steve Migs, so you got to get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Tanya, the birthday girl, will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
The first female coach in the NHL was hired by what team?
How about the Canucks?
No.
The hockey team. Yeah, I don't know that one.
Let's skip it. What sort of animal is Sega's Sonic?
He's a hedgehog.
Yes. How many presidents have been Eagle Scouts?
2.
No.
5.
No.
10.
No. What type of alcohol is in a kamikaze cocktail?
Vodka.
Yes. How many Ivy League schools are in the United States?
4.
No.
3.
No.
7.
No. Which U.S. state is home to the Odessa crater?
Texas.
Yes. Extending a joint beyond its normal position is called what?
What was the question?
Extending a joint beyond its normal position is called what?
Double jointed.
No.
Don't know. Pass.
Who is said to be Chad Smith's doppelganger?
Me. You. Me.
Tanya, you got 3 correct.
Hey.
Steve.
Yes.
Welcome back. Are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
No, he's not.
The first female coach in the NHL was hired by what team?
The Seattle Kraken.
Yes. What sort of animal is Sega's Sonic?
Sonic is a hedgehog.
He is. How many presidents have been Eagle Scouts?
3.
No.
2.
No.
1.
Yes. What type of alcohol is in a kamikaze cocktail?
Vodka.
That's right. How many Ivy League schools are in the U.S.?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
5.
No. Damn. Which U.S. state is home to the Odessa crater?
U.S. state. Washington.
No.
Oh, we had that band, Odessa. Oregon?
No.
California?
No. Extending a joint beyond its normal position is called what?
Hyperextending it.
Yes. Who is said to be Chad Smith's doppelganger?
Will Ferrell.
Correct. Denmark shares its only land border with what country?
Sweden.
No.
Germany.
Yes. On which planet will you find the Cassini division?
Which planet? That would be Uranus.
It would not be.
Jupiter.
No.
Venus.
No. Steve, with time on the clock, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and you beat the birthday girl on her birthday, 7-3. Some would say that is a gift, Tanya.
Yeah, you started your day off.
Thank you for letting me play. I had fun.
You got a birthday spanking first thing in the morning. Tanya!
Blow out your candles!
Neither of you knew that there are 8 Ivy League schools in the United States. Our friend, the birthday girl, Tanya, knew that the Odessa Crater is in Texas.
Okay.
And the Cassini Division is involved with Saturn. It's the space between the rings.
Oh.
I know. Crazy, right?
Good to know.
Nice win, Steve. The Daily Mix Show. Our poor Seattle Mariners had a rough go yesterday, but guess what? We've got a game tomorrow, and we're feeling very optimistic about it. So we're going to catch up with our friend Gary Hill Jr., Mariners broadcaster, next. At one point, things looked pretty good in the game yesterday against the Motor City Kitties, Steve Miggs.
Yeah, what was it with that Bon Jovi song? We're halfway there.
Oh, no.
Oh,
but things really unraveled, and we've got to break it all down with Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr. Good morning, Gary.
Yeah, that was not the plan. That was not the plan at all.
Gary, yesterday I was listening to you doing the broadcast, and the whole time I'm listening, I can't wait to talk to Gary. Every time we talk to Gary, it always seems like we talk about good stuff, and here we are, 3-0, halfway there, and then fast forward a few minutes, I'm like, what do we say to Gary other than, what the F happened?
I know, that happened fast. I'm right there with you. Things look great. The Mariners are 3-0 lead. They were cruising along, pitching looked great. And then, I mean, it's the way baseball works sometimes. Sometimes you just get beat. And I think that's what happened. I mean, give the Tigers credit. They put a couple of huge innings together, and it didn't matter who was out there. Like Spire, Bizarro, they've both been great this year, and especially in the playoffs. And they both got hit. So that's something that hasn't happened. And it's one of those where it was just an avalanche. And didn't feel like there's anything they could do about it at the time. So the good thing is there's still one more to go. So it's not over. There's still one more, and they still have a chance to do this thing.
So my question then for you, I mean, I believe they haven't announced it just yet. I'm sure we're waiting on our manager, Dan Wilson, to make the announcement. If Gary Hill Jr. was the manager of the Seattle Mariners, who are you asking, or not asking, but who are you telling that, okay, you're pitching, this is your game, game 5, is it going to be, do you think it's going to be Luis Castillo, or do you think it's going to be Kirby?
Yeah, I expect we hear that announcement today. I would lean towards Kirby, yes. Although, if we're being honest, this is an all-hands-on-deck situation. Mm-hmm. This is a no-tomorrow situation. So I would not be shocked to see both of them in this game at some point, right? Even if Kirby starts, we could see Castillo out of the pen at some point. If Castillo starts, we could see Kirby out of the pen at some point, because there are no tomorrows. You've got to win today to keep going. So I think there is a chance, no matter who starts, that I think there's a good chance we're going to see them both in the ballgame and both be factors in the ballgame.
We're talking with Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr. So yesterday when things did unravel at the seams a bit, you just heard the crowd. It was like a complete flip, because at one point they were booing the Detroit Tigers fans were booing their team. And then all of a sudden it was just electric and out of control in there. And they got their first victory at home in quite some time. Well, as the opposing team in there, what did that feel like, sound like, you know, what was that experience?
It was a wild experience, because you nailed it. They were booing. They had not seen a win in their ballpark in over a month. Mm. Which is pretty wild to think about. That's a long time. And it did flip. And for Mariners fans, speaking of environments, we heard multiple Tiger players talk about how a home crowd can give players anxiety. And they were talking about it in reference to what the atmosphere was like in Seattle. And the atmosphere, whether you're talking to players or broadcasters or observers, writers, whoever was in Seattle for those games, just could not stop talking about how incredible the environment was, how amazing Mariner fans were. And multiple Tiger players were talking about how an opposing crowd, when they get super loud, can give you anxiety and can speed up moments. So I'm saying that to Mariner fans, you were a factor in the first two games in this series. And the Mariners are going to need you in game five as well. The fans were incredible, incredible in the first two games. And this is the time to bring it too, when it's all on the line. So to your point, yeah, they got super loud. They weren't as loud as the Mariners crowd in the first two games, though.
I know. I saw like I can't remember which Tigers player it was, but he was talking about, he's like, that was the most electric crowd I've ever played in front of. And I'm like, man, yeah. If I'm a Detroit Tigers fan, I'd be like, well, what about us? But that's very telling for an opposing player to be like, this ballpark was insane for us to play baseball in.
Yeah, no, you're right. And a couple of them chose their words carefully for good reason. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to take shots at their home crowd. So it was a very smart thing to do, but they were very complimentary of what they saw and what they experienced and what they heard and felt in Seattle, for sure.
And maybe it's my optimism, Gary. We're talking with Gary Hill Jr., broadcaster for the Seattle Mariners. Up until yesterday's game seemed like an anomaly, especially for like somebody like Cal Raleigh and Julio Rodriguez. And I'm thinking, there's no way that they're going to go two straight games with that kind of performance. Like, I gotta feel like those two guys will bounce back. And I mean, it was nice to see Naylor looking good out there, at bat, as opposed to previous games. I'm just hoping that it's the perfect storm of everybody's playing well for this one last game.
Yeah, that's what you want. And it's going to be hard because Tarek Skubal is one of the best pitchers in the game. It's either Skubal or Skeen. So the Mariners are up against him again, but we've seen the blueprint on how to beat Tarek Skubal. One is you're going to have to pitch with him, whether it's Kirby, Castillo, a combo, whoever comes out, they're going to have to pitch great. With the Mariners' power, you hope, and this is what we saw with Polanco, he had two great swings, and that gave the Mariners the lead. You're hoping for a couple great swings on Skubal, and then you're hoping to make him work, where you can go to work on their bullpen late in the game, too. Like, maybe he only pitches six innings this time around. That would be a huge difference as opposed to seven. So that's the formula. It's worked this season for the Mariners against Skubal, and now they're asking for it to work one more time against Skubal.
And we just need a fan to add to the lore of the Mariners this past during the postseason, because we've had the crying Mariners fan, we've had the dump your T-shirt Mariners fan. We need one more just to kind of add to the story of what has been an insane playoff run for the Mariners.
I can't believe the dump home run. I can't believe that happened. Of the 40,000 people in there, the ball went to that guy. Right. How is that possible? What are the odds? I mean, some of you calculate those odds. That does not seem realistic. And the fact that happened, it felt like it's destiny. So I think you're right. I don't know who it's going to be, but we need one more fan meme to come through in the final game.
Thank you, Gary Hill Jr., Mariners broadcaster, who you can follow on Instagram. The handle is at Gary Hill Jr. A very decisive game five tomorrow night at 5 p.m. right here in Seattle. Let's go, Mariners.
All right.
And Gary, hopefully we talk to you again about the next round of the Seattle Mariners.
Yes, Mariners and Blue Jays. Let's talk about that next.
Yeah.
Love it.
Thank you. Take care, Jerry.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, we have Tom Papa tickets. He is bringing his comedy show, The Grateful Bread Tour, to the Tacoma Pantages Theater on January 23rd, 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
All week long, we have the hookup on tickets to see comedian Tom Papa. He has the Grateful Bread Tour heading to Tacoma at the Pantages Theater on January 23rd. Our contestant is Cameron from Tacoma. What's up, Cameron?
What's up?
We're going to spin the wheel and see if you are playing with me or Steve Miggs.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on this time around? It's Cameron and T-Dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, Cameron, here is your clip. We can play. Oh.
Ooh. Can you play it again? I love rock and roll. Joan Jett.
Jett.
Yeah.
Cameron?
Is there an echo in there?
Are we hearing your inner voices or who's helping you?
My dad.
Yeah. Cameron, how old are you?
22.
Okay, yeah, I think Joan Jett might be a little bit out of your wheelhouse. That's awesome that dad's helping you.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
I like that song.
It's a real toe tapper.
I like it. Right. What did you guess originally? Not Joan Jett. What did he say?
I don't remember.
Joan Jett?
Close enough. All right, Danny, I'm ready for my clip. Well, that would be a song that Steven Tyler wrote when he was 17 years old, right?
I think you should consult with Cameron's dad before you guess.
I bet Cameron's dad knows that that is Dream On by Aerosmith. Cameron, congratulations. You're going to see comedian Tom Papa in Tacoma.
Thanks to the help of your papa, you're going to see Tom Papa. Sorry, I'll see myself out. The Daily
Mix Show. If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to talk with us about, call 206-803-ROCK right now. We will be checking in with the Rockaholics after Blue Oyster Cult. It has been a lovely morning. We've had some great texts and calls from Rockaholics that we weren't able to get to, but right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So if there's anything you'd like to chime in on, hit us up. Or if you have something on your mind you'd like to discuss with us, the number is 206-803-ROCK.
Got a text message at 206-803-ROCK. That I love how it says, how are you losers doing in fantasy football?
Hey, some days we win.
Well, who better to tell us how us losers are doing than the commissioner of our fantasy football league?
Ah, good morning, everybody.
It's Mike Hawk from the men's room.
From the men's room.
It is entirely too early. Why do I keep doing this to myself? What a week we had in fantasy football, everybody. And I'm proud. I shouldn't say I'm proud to announce because, unfortunately, the men's room did not perform as well as I'd hoped. However, we do have the most efficient manager award of the week going to the Daily Migs Morning Show.
Yeah!
What? You guys lined up. You guys set your team at 98% accuracy. You guys, you had the 98% best possible outcome that you could on your guys' lineup.
Well, Danny, good job.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can't take credit, Taryn. I don't even know who's on our team other than Sam Darnold.
Travis Kelsey.
And some other Seahawk players. And right. I think we have Patrick Mahomes. Very smart of you to bench him. He's not performing the way that we want him to.
So that's part of the problem, okay? It was the men's room versus Daily Migs this particular week. And I love you guys to death. I do. I just hate playing against you in fantasy football.
Because we don't know what we're doing.
Because, no, that's one part of it, okay? You confound me with that. That's one part of it. No, the other part of it is that usually when people draft for fantasy football, they're looking at stats. They're looking, what did they do last season?
No.
What did they do in college?
No.
What are they projected to do this year? No.
We don't
Not you guys. You guys pretty much exclusively pick Seahawks players.
Yes.
So that means my Sunday is ruined because I'm looking at my team that I have loved for a decade and a half, two decades now, and I have to root against them the entirety of the game.
I mean, you could have just grabbed the Seahawks players as well.
No, I couldn't. You swept them up. There's no logic in grabbing all those players that you did as fast as you did, Danny. Who picked Sam Darnold first off? Who picked JSN first off?
We do.
Got it. The Seahawks defense. Really? Yeah.
We're all we got.
Then again,
we're all we need.
Yeah.
Then again, we picked the Ravens defense as our first defense, and that was a bad pick.
What was the final score of that? Like 42-10 or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Steve the Thrill Hunt would know better than I did. They did. So currently,
our team is being organized by Danny V.
Yes,
because we're just too lazy to even think about. I don't even know how to log into this damn thing. And your team, I believe, is being handled by Thrill's son.
Correct. He is our general manager. Yes.
How old is Thrill's son again?
13.
So you should probably go with the older sister.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
No, because she already gives me enough crap. If she starts managing a team better than I could, I'm gonna hear it till the end of the day.
What kind of crap is she giving you?
She gives me crap all the time. Okay, so
about what?
So there is one a tradition that Steve the Thrill Hill and I is that every year, you know, he being a Baltimore Orioles fan and I being a Mariners fan, every time the Orioles come to town, we set it up and we go to at least one game of the series that's here in Seattle, and our families have gotten involved. It's become a good hangout. His daughter does not pay attention to baseball hardly ever at all. However, she likes to brag. She loves to rub it in people's faces. And so now she enjoys going to these games so that she can watch the score and feed me crap because the Mariners have, for whatever reason, even though the Mariners are in the playoffs and the Orioles are not, we got swept by the Orioles this year here.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And she loves that fact. And every time she comes in, even though she has no ground to stand on with the Orioles, she doesn't know a single player on there. She doesn't watch any other games.
She just loves giving you a hard time.
She can give me a hard time there because every time that they come to town, for whatever reason, she has gotten two wins, I've gotten one, and she holds that against me every damn year.
Oh, kids, they're the best, aren't they?
They are. They're just precious. Just precious. Currently sitting, the men's room is in third place in our league. You guys are in second place behind the Morning Wolf Pack, who bit the dust pretty hard this year.
Good.
They were talking a lot of
Screw
trash.
You, Gabe.
They lost to Eric Powers, who didn't have a starting quarterback this last week. And they lost in pretty ridiculous
losers.
Fashion. They had a 54% accuracy on their lineup. So I'm kind of glad that they showed up in fourth place this
week. Yeah, kiss our ass, Gabe.
We're coming for them.
That's right. It's happening. Men's room versus Eric Powers this week and the Daily Migs versus the Morning Wolf Pack. So
yeah.
Good luck,
going
gang.
Down.
Gabe.
The Daily Migs Show.
Guys, we're having a fun party on December 12th. It's called Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, and it's happening at Angel of the Winds Arena. We have invited some wonderful friends to town. Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown performing acoustic. The Pretty Reckless performing acoustic. Well, everyone's performing acoustic. Like Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead. It is going to be something you don't want to miss, and the tickets will go on sale tomorrow. Get all the details at KISW.com. Just in case you missed it earlier this morning, the professor, Nick Harrison, joined us in studio. He is going to be at the Emerald Queen Casino tonight for the Gen X Takeover Comedy Show, which is going to be so much fun. So he is the guy that will take a rock song that you know
like and
turn it into a yacht rock song. And now he's been on a new quest where he's turning them into soul classics. And it's way too much fun, Steve.
And so we were playing Beat Migs with him, which I beat him, no big deal. But when we were playing, he heard the theme song and he's like, I could make a soul version of that. So I sent them the Beat Migs theme song.
He did
song.
Not turn that around that fast.
Oh, like an hour and a half.
So you guys know the Beat Migs theme song, of course.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Whoa. And I'm not kidding you. About 5 minutes ago, I get a text from him. For us, so
did he do that on the bus? On
yes, the he made that while he was on the bus and sent it to us. Taking the bus back to Tacoma, he's just making tracks.
We have a sax solo now.
This is so great,
so amazing. Emerald Queen Casino tonight is hosting the Gen X Takeover Comedy Show. The Professor Nick Harrison will be there. Our friend Justin Ruppel is going to be hosting the event. It's going to be an absolute blast. Tickets are still available at emeraldqueen.com.
Don't be a loser.
You told him it only needed to be 10 seconds long, right?
Yeah.
The extended version. Yeah.
Daily Migs Show.
On Saturday, the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk is happening in Seattle at Pier 62. Ryan Castle is going to be there with me, and we're raising money for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You can go to KISW.com to join us.
See my tutu.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Another fellow Gen Xer, Ryan Castle, in the house.
That's right.
Yeah, there's been a lot of Gen X talk today. I do agree, it is the greatest of all.
I'm sorry it didn't happen for you today.
I know, I missed it by like 5 years. It was such a bummer.
You know who you can blame for that? Your parents.
I know.
Yes, they should have been quicker.
Shame. Yeah.
Shame.
They weren't working hard enough.
Shame on them and everything that they do. You know the Mariners? Do we need to talk about the Mariners?
I saw the game yesterday.
Yes. Yeah.
I think everyone knows what happened. Hey, look at the bright side. We get to bring it home and win it here.
That's right.
That is very true. And also, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Line. Hopefully, the Seattle Mariners are able to turn it around tomorrow. It was a rough one. I mean, they were looking good. 3-0 halfway through the game. Then all of a sudden, the pitchers decided to stop pitching, and their hitters decided to start hitting. And it all just went to hell because they scored 9 unanswered runs and ended up winning the game 9-3.
Yeah, I went and had lunch and watched some of the game, and we were ahead when I walked out of the place, and by the time I got back up here, we were losing. Like, what just happened?
Well, now we know why. You had to keep eating lunch.
Stay.
Order a second lunch.
Keep crushing those beers, brother.
Whatever it takes, man.
The winner tomorrow will face the Toronto Blue Jays in the ALCS. That'll be Geddy Lee's favorite team, of course, of Rush, as everyone knows, right, Steve?
Yet another reason why I hate Rush.
The Blue Jays took down the Yankees in game 4, 5-2. The Tigers not the only team that fought off elimination yesterday, because the Cubs beat the Brewers and the Phillies defeated the Dodgers in L.A. So now the Phillies and Dodgers go at it again tonight, as do the Brewers and the Cubs.
Okay.
Baseball all day, baby.
Ryan Castle, you are the pride and joy of Everett, if I remember correctly.
That's
right?
Me and Kenny Loggins.
Are you familiar with these two fine establishments, Airport Video and the Love Zone?
The Love Zone.
No. But I assume they're probably in my old neighborhood down by Paintfield.
I don't know, but there are two adult stores, okay, of the adult variety, and apparently a guy is in a little bit of trouble. He's 48 years old. His name is Everardo, and he allegedly set fire to both of those stores.
Why?
I don't know.
What does he have against fun?
Yeah. And who's still renting videos?
I mean, I would imagine they could get you other stuff other than just videos. They might have, like, apparatuses.
And tell me more.
Utensils.
You're just guessing.
Tools.
I mean, if I imagine.
If I was going to open my adult store, I would also call it the Love Zone.
Yeah.
Hopefully the Love Zone and also Airport Video will be able to figure out what's going on and handle these situations and be able to open back up, because I'm sure a lot of people now are wondering where are they going to get their
apparatuses,
tools, and videos.
Or is it apparati?
Apparati. There's a Wallet Hub study that puts Seattle on the map when it comes to top foodie cities in the United States. Miami, Portland, and San Francisco are on the list as well. Seattle came in at number 4. So this was comparing 180 cities on grocery costs and restaurants and food diversity. And
grocery costs?
I know. I'm like, I don't know how we made the list when it comes to grocery costs.
We must have scored poorly in that category. But then we won with dicks.
Let's go. You're getting some dicks today, aren't you?
I am. I'm taking dicks to the family today.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What's your dicks order, Ryan? What do you get?
You know, if I'm feeling real fancy, I'll go double deluxe. That's 2 deluxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but usually it's a deluxe and a cheeseburger.
Nice.
I don't really get their fries.
You don't get their fries?
They don't travel well. By the time I get home, they're soggy.
Put them in the air fryer.
But that's why you just eat them while you're traveling.
That seems like an awful lot of work.
That is why you get an air fryer, because it's the least amount of work.
Double deluxe.
Hey, the Kraken are back at it tonight, so we have another sports team to be excited about based on...
What did they say? We have a 19% chance of making it to the playoffs.
The experts are not looking
very
far.
We haven't even started the season.
Yeah. You know, we're going to look good. We have these nice new jerseys, and that's going to be pretty cool.
Angry Beaver is in my hood. I should go there today, because this is going to be peak excitement for the Kraken for the entire season. Right?
You're absolutely right. The Kraken take on the Anaheim Ducks. That game is happening at Climate Pledge Arena. Or you can watch Thursday Night Football as well. That's at 5 o'clock on Amazon, or 5:15. The New York Giants taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 60 degrees. It's going to be a clear day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.